ageturners.com podcast. Podcast provided to help you be a part of the generation that ends this age. In this installment, Brother Tom Getz speaks a further word on the urgent need for us to do business while the Lord is coming.
Today our fellowship begins with Matthew chapter 25 and a parable from verses 14 to 30. Also want to fellowship a little bit from Luke chapter 19. Well, in Matthew 25, the fellowship that the Lord gives us is the parable of the talents. It says in verse 14, "For the kingdom of the heavens is just like a man about to go abroad who called his own slaves and delivered to them his possessions. To one he gave 5 talents, and to another 2, and to another 1, to each according to his own ability. And he went abroad." This portion tells us that the Lord, in distributing his gifts, gives each a talent or more according to their ability. Now, their own ability signifies their natural ability, which is constituted of God's creation and our learning. And that means that according to our capacity, the Lord gives us a gift. In Luke chapter 19, verse 13, he says, "And he called 10 of his own slaves and gave them 10 minas. And he said to them, do business until I come." To give 10 slaves 10 minas is to give each slave the exact same portion. And while Matthew 25 shows that the gift the Lord gives us is according to our ability, this parable in Luke 19 conveys the thought that we have an equal portion in the common salvation given to us by the Lord. Well, in either case, the fact is the fact. The Lord has given us something. He's given us a great thing. In one hand, it's a talent, 2 talents or 5 talents. On the other hand, it's a mina. And when the Lord gave us these, in Luke 19, he said, "Do business until I come." This means that after our salvation, after we have believed in the Lord and have been baptized, we have to be active. We have to be very active for the Lord's interests. Well, in Matthew 25, the one who had received 5 talents went off quickly, and he invested his talents and made 5 more talents. The one who had been given 2 talents quickly went off and made another 2 talents. But it says of the third one, the one who had received 1 talent, in verse 18, he went off and dug in the earth and hid his master's money. In the footnote, very good footnotes here in Matthew 25, "hid his master's money" signifies rendering the Lord's gift useless and letting it lie waste under the cloak of certain earthly excuses. You know, the one who received 1 talent is very easy to make excuses. And to hid the talent in the earth is to get involved with the world and to render the Lord's gift to be useless. Well, comparing this to Luke 19, the slave in Luke 19, he wrapped the mina in a handkerchief. He hid the money. He kept it laid away in a handkerchief. This, of course, is to cause what the Lord has given us to be useless. Well, in the recent days, the Lord has really been speaking to us quite a bit concerning these 2 parables. And we would just like to convey a real burden that we have to the young people all over the earth, and that is that we need to do business. We cannot be passive, and we cannot be indifferent, and we cannot just have a goal of preserving what the Lord has given us. In fact, in Luke 19, verse 13, when he says this, "do business until I come," in the footnote and in the Greek, it indicates that we need to do business while I am coming. While I am coming. oh, this really increases the sense of urgency that the Lord is coming. In fact, he's on his way. And while he's coming, we have to be very active for him to do business. And when Brother Lee was asked about this, what does it mean to do business? He said, of course, we need to preach the gospel. We need to shepherd the new ones. We need to be involved in the church life. And we need to be active. This means we need to be very active for the Lord's interests. Well, you know, in both cases, it tells us that when the Lord came back, he asked these slaves to give an account of what they did with what he had given them. And the third one, in both cases, mentioned that they were afraid, that the Lord was a harsh man, that he reaped where he didn't sow, he gathered where he didn't scatter. And in both cases, the Lord said, why didn't you invest, at least put my money into the bank, invest it with the bankers, and then when I had come, I would have received my own with interest. Well, in fellowship with Brother Lee, after being asked, what does it mean to invest our money with the bankers? He said, this is to preach the gospel. Everybody on the street that we meet, everyone we see, those sitting in our classrooms, these are all the bankers. And by investing what we have and what the Lord has given us with these bankers, we will make a profit for the Lord. And that we need to be very active in contacting our friends, contacting our classmates, and speaking something to them of the Lord. You know, the Lord has done a lot for us. He has saved us. He's given us his eternal life. He's given us the gift of the Holy Spirit within and the gift of eternal life, and that we are inwardly and outwardly filled with the Holy Spirit, and that we need to use this and not be idle and not be passive. Recently, you know, in the last few months, in my prayer, in my time with the Lord, in seeking the Lord spoke this very strongly to me, that in our work with the young people, often our goal was just to keep and preserve the young people that the Lord has given us. But recently, you know, in our fellowship, we've pointed out that the Lord has given us so many children and young people in the Lord's recovery, and they are all seeds of the gospel. Seeds of the gospel, what an incredible expression. To be a gospel seed, to be a seed, you know, is to be a container of life. We're not empty like so many young people on the earth today. We are filled with Christ. We have Christ in us. And so we are gospel seeds. A gospel seed is a container of life. We are a container of life. And a gospel seed has the ability to multiply. This is an amazing thing about a seed of the gospel. And this is what it means to do business, that we have been scattered by our sower, who is the Lord, the Son of Man, and the seed is the sons of the kingdom, and he has sown us into classrooms, into campuses and schools, into neighborhoods and into families all over this globe. And we need to start to become very active for the Lord. Now, this is what I would suggest. I believe that the way to become active is not for us just to do a lot of activities, but to begin to pray. We have to pray a lot, and we have to pray for names, pray for young people, relatives, neighbors, classmates, friends. Mention these names again and again to the Lord, and by praying for them, we will become active. This is the way to work for the Lord in God's economy. The way to work for him is not to do a lot. The way to work is to pray. We work by praying, and we pray to work. You know that saying that Brother Watchman Nee said, why do we work so much and pray so little when we can accomplish so much more by our praying than by our working? This is the burden today. And in this podcast, maybe similar to a recent podcast, but still very burdened, that as young people all over this earth who love the Lord and love the Lord's appearing, we would do business and do business while he's coming. Saints, we do not want to see the Lord and be empty-handed. There's a great hymn in our hymnal that says this: must I go and empty-handed? Must I see the Savior so? Not one fruit to bring to him when I see him. Saints, this is really our burden. Well, this is all for today, and this is what's on our heart. Do business while he's coming. Please visit our website at ageturners.com. Or if you'd like to respond to this podcast, please email us at feedback@ageturners.com. Don't forget, never forget, we are the generation that will end this age. For ageturners.com, this is Brother Tom Getz.